Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I find it incredible, the words of Jesus to Saul on the road to Damascus. Acts 9:4. Listen to this. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul's response could have been, "Lord, what do you mean? I'm not persecuting you." Two things here. Number one, Saul refers to the voice that he hears on the light on the road to Damascus as Lord. Verse 5, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." We'll stop here. Two things I said. Number one is the fact that Saul refers to the light and the voice in the light on the road to Damascus as Lord. He believes he's in the presence of God. He doesn't take a lot of time to inventory it. We don't see him ask the people around him if they think it's God. We don't know how he knows it's the Lord, but it's an experience so powerful it must be the Lord. That's number one. Number two, actually there's three big things I want to bring out. Number two, Jesus says to Saul, "Why are you persecuting me?" Saul's response is, "Who are you?" And when he says Jesus, we realize that Saul is not just persecuting the church. Saul is persecuting Jesus. So the powerful truth out of this passage is when the church undergoes persecution, it is Jesus that is undergoing persecution. This is why when your child is attacked, you rise up in defense because you feel like it's an attack against you. When the church is attacked, Jesus rises up in defense because it's really an attack against him. So anytime in any place where the church is under persecution, it's not just for being the church. It's who the church represents that's being persecuted. It's Christ. I've said this 1,000 times. You're okay if you talk about God. You can even get by with calling him Lord. But the moment that you mention Jesus, you've become too specific. God can be generic, but Jesus, there's no doubt. And you'll rarely be persecuted for talking about God, but you will and very well could be for talking about Jesus. And the attack against the church is really an attack against Jesus. Third thing, when Jesus introduces himself to Saul, "I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting, it's hard for you to kick against the goats," Saul doesn't argue and say, "Hey, I'm not persecuting you," or "I don't believe you're real." No, he's instantly a believer. Instantly. And his response is, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" I believe in that moment, Saul has become a believer. If this light in front of me is real, if this is Jesus, then he's alive. And if he's alive, all I need to know is, what does he want me to do? I cannot applaud enough the quickness to conversion that Saul had on the road to Damascus. It is one of Christianity's most incredible testimonies. A man who in one breath was persecuting the church, and in the next breath, so convinced that what he has seen is the resurrected Lord, that he says, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And the Lord says, "Rise, go to the city, and you will be told what you must do." We'll pick it up right there tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.